Chapter 4. Executing a Rehearsal. One of the most critical aspects of conducting a rehearsal is how the unit controls it. By doctrine, FM60, the executive officer, XO, directs the rehearsal. But there is a sequence of events that all staff personnel should be familiar with. An effective tool for coordinating the rehearsal is to use a script, which will be discussed in more detail during the portion covering the combined arms rehearsal, CAR. The script keeps the rehearsal on track and serves as a quasi-checklist to ensure all participating elements are represented and all major issues and concerns are appropriately confronted to improve operational synchronization. The four parts of rehearsal execution are agenda, response sequence, unit action checklist, sequence of events. Agenda. Rehearse using the tools you will use when fighting the battle. Decision Support Template, DST. Execution Matrix. Copies of all orders, op ord, frag ord. These tools drive the rehearsal and help focus the staff and other participants. With these tools, the commander controls the execution of the operation, therefore, they should be used to control the rehearsal. They can also be used as a rehearsal agenda from company through brigade. The agenda generally includes, and is not limited to, roll call, terrain orientation, location of local civilians, including other areas of interest, enemy situation, friendly situation, expected enemy actions, friendly unit action, notes review from the recorder. Imperative to the successful rehearsal is an agenda to ensure all participants understand the sequence of events, and a script to ensure all participants stay on task, on time, and give the required detail for their piece of the operation. Each staff member and subordinate commander should know when he is supposed to address the remainder of the participants. This is the responsibility of the S3, XO, and should be based on the specific operational framework chosen. Regardless of whether the staff chooses deep close security, main and supporting efforts, or decisive shaping and sustaining operations, the S3 should, by specific critical event for the rehearsal, print out a sheet that details who talks when for each event rehearsed. This eliminates confusion and allows each staff member and subordinate commander the opportunity to focus on what has happened previously and allow him to give the best accounting of his forces to the other participants. Tip: much of this information should be found in the Unit Tactical Standard Operating Procedures, TACSOP, and Planning SOP, PSOP. The rehearsal SOP should include: who controls the rehearsal? Who approves the venue and its construction? When special staff officers brief the commander, the relationship between the execution matrix and how units rehearse specific events. Additional considerations for ground rules might include the standard for briefing, which equates to the rehearsal script, what specific events will be rehearsed based on available time, the timeline that designates the rehearsal starting time in relation to the start time for the mission, the rehearsal timing and how it equates to the time during the operation, how continuous operations, such as information collection and security operations, are to be briefed during each turn. Response sequence. The response sequence ensures all players respond in a logical sequence, is determined prior to commencement of the rehearsal, and is posted visibly at the rehearsal site. Options include sequencing by warfighting function, WFF, or organizational deployment from front to rear. Unit Actions Checklist. Friendly. Each player utilizes a standard format to describe his unit or staff action. Checklist utilization ensures all significant events are covered concisely and includes the necessary detail to promote visualization and achieve a shared understanding of the unit and staff actions. Essentially, a checklist, properly utilized, allows the rehearsal to move quickly and improve comprehension. Enemy. The enemy force must be portrayed effectively and quickly without distracting from the rehearsal. An effective technique is formatting the checklist similar to that of friendly units, but from the enemy perspective. Note: the series of tables in the full document are designed for use as job aids and inclusion in unit TACSOPs if desired. The rehearsal steps included in these tables are generic and oriented at the CAR. With a few modifications, these steps may be used for support rehearsals, that is, fire support, FS, and combat service and support. CSS. These are examples. Additions or modifications may be necessary to meet unique unit requirements. Ground rules for rehearsals. Start on time. Conduct roll call. Quickly review your SOP to see if you have new players at the rehearsal. Ensure a recorder is ready. State the agenda being used, op word, synchronization matrix, or decision support template, DST, and the rehearsal type. Provide an orientation to the rehearsal tools, terrain model or visible key terrain, unit icons, etc., and important graphic control measures. Tip: use a logical sequence when explaining the product, north to south or from enemy side to friendly side. Ensure everyone understands the product. Designate the point in the operation that the rehearsal will start. One event prior to the first event being rehearsed allows for proper deployment of forces. Ensure everyone understands the parts of the plan to be rehearsed. An update of both friendly and enemy activities may be necessary to review parts of the plan not being rehearsed. Step 1. Deploy enemy forces. Deploy the enemy on the rehearsal product as they would look at the rehearsal start point. Restating the enemy equipment should not be required. Step 2. Deploy friendly forces. Deploy the friendly forces, including adjacent units, at the rehearsal start point. As friendly units are initially posted to the rehearsal product, they should state tasks, purposes, task organization, and current operational strength. Note: some units may need to brief their subordinate unit positions at the start time, as well as any particular points of emphasis to include forward area refueling points, FARPs, refuel on the move, ROM, or casualty collection points, CCPs. Technique: in the predetermined sequence, the players, using an established format, verbalize and act out their unit's actions at that point in time. If no action is taken, then the unit states, "No change," meaning the unit's status has not changed since the previous event. This acting out continues in sequence until all the players have spoken once. The players must pay attention. When one player finishes, the next player immediately begins without being prompted. This facilitates a focused, timely rehearsal. Step 3. Initiate action. Initiate action utilizing the most likely enemy, COA, as it relates to the point on the execution matrix. In Step 2, the enemy was deployed up to the point the rehearsal will start, and then the enemy continues to maneuver from that point. Depiction must be definitive, tying enemy actions to specific terrain or friendly units' actions. An accurate portrayal of the situational template developed for the staff wargaming process must be communicated. Tip: the enemy is uncooperative, but not invincible. Step 4. Determine a decision point. Upon completion of the enemy action, conditions must be assessed to determine if a decision point has been reached. These are the decision points taken directly from the DST. As decision points are reached, the XO states the conditions for success. The commander states his decision to continue on the current course or select a branch. If the commander decides to continue the current COA, the next event from the matrix is stated and the friendly units are advanced. Step 2. If a branch is selected, the commander states why he has selected that branch. The first event of that branch is stated, and the rehearsal continues from that point until all events of the branch are rehearsed. Note: if the unit is not at a decision point and not at the desired end state, then the rehearsal continues with the XO stating the next event on the synchronization matrix, and friendly units are advanced, step 2. Use the predetermined sequence as units continue to act out and verbalize their actions. Step 5. Reach an end state. End the initial phase of the rehearsal after the desired end state of the COA or the branch is achieved. Tip: when rehearsing an attack, end state is achieved when the unit is on the objective after consolidation and casualty evacuation are complete. Defense: end state is achieved when decisive action, commitment of the reserve, final destruction, or withdrawal of the enemy and casualty evacuation are complete. Step 6. Reset. After the initial phase, reset the situation at the first decision point. The XO should state the criteria for a decision to change the plan. Assume these criteria have been met, and then refight the fight from that point forward, all the way until the desired end state is attained. Complete any coordination to ensure understanding and requirements are met. Record any changes. Go to the next decision point and assume that the criteria have been met. Repeat the previous steps until all decision points and branches have been rehearsed. Follow-up and coordination. Upon rehearsal completion, time permitting, an after-action review, AAR, should occur. At a minimum, the AAR should result in coverage of the lessons learned, appropriate plan modifications via a fragmentary order, FRAGO, including an updated DST and execution matrix, if necessary, last-minute commander's guidance, plan adjustments by subordinate commanders, dissemination of plan changes to higher, lower, and adjacent units elements. Additional considerations. Combined arms integration. In a complete CAR, key combat support, combat service support, CSSS items must be included. These include plans for casualty evacuation routes, ambulance exchange points, refuel on the move, Class 4-5 resupply points, logistics release points, displacement times, locations, triggers for the brigade sustainment area, BSA, enemy prisoners of war, EPW, collection points, aviation support, and military police actions. These items should be injected into the rehearsal at the appropriate times by the unit commander or the coordinating staff officer. Summarizing these actions at the end of the rehearsal lessens the value of the rehearsal as a coordination tool. Staff support actions. The staff updates the decision support matrix, DSM, DST, and provides it to each leader prior to departure. An option is to provide it prior to the rehearsal and rely on individual pen and ink changes for each update. This is the final opportunity for subordinates to identify and resolve dangling issues. Make sure all coordination done at the rehearsal is clearly understood by all players and captured by the recorder. All changes to the published order are, in effect, verbal fragos. As soon as possible, the battle staff should collect the verbal fragos into a written change to the order.